Good morning. The date is April 28th, 2017. The time is 05:52 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside this Friday morning as I'm sitting out here on the back stone step porch. I'm actually sitting on the top step with my cup of coffee here this morning. This Friday morning, a foggy morning, very foggy out there in the cornfields. As I look out in front of me and off to the left there, I can see fog out up in the sky. We had some very heavy thunderstorms that came by last night, and it was rocking and rolling. Those giants of Middle Earth were throwing their boulders last night, and it was quite the light show too. We had some lit up the whole sky and stuff like that, and it just sort of reminded me of the Fellowship of the Ring, that when they're on the side cliff there heading through the mountains, I think the Misty Mountains, on the verge of the Misty Mountains, they get they meet up with some giants that are throwing some rocks back and forth. And yeah, I'm a J.R.R. Tolkien fan. I like Middle Earth and all things from it. Did an audio yesterday, and but I'm out here doing this audio here on my LG. Ooh, one of the robins just came up. Didn't realize I was sitting here. Something startled her, or him. One of the two came out of the side shrubbery bush there over by the maple tree. Now she's back. The robin, he or she. How can you tell the difference of a bird? I think when they're getting ready to lay their eggs, you can, because the one female robin are they look pregnant, I guess. So, and I've been told the robins here in North America are larger than those that are over there in Ireland. So, I thought that was a neat statistics, but I'm out here doing audio on my LG track phone, which is Android, and it is foggy out. Temperature is about 57 degrees Fahrenheit. You just feel a twinge of coolness because it's morning and the grass is wet and all that, along with the fog. It'll probably warm up. I'm not sure if it's supposed to get more thunderstorms coming or what, but hopefully not, because then I can mow the lawn when I get home back home from the day job today, because it needs it. I've been push mowing around the house and like, but you can see from the audio art, I took a snap of something that's blooming. I have two of these particular plants. They're like they can be like a tree. The older one that we have here, we've had it for, it's over 20 years old, but the snapshot of this particular bush with the flower there is, I guess it's like a Korean spice, and they're just starting to blossom. The bulbs there, they got little white flowers, but they sent out a fragrance that is so, so, so appealing, and it's indescribable. So I look forward to that, and I'm hoping the heavy rains don't really affect the younger plant that is in the audio art. I've had that one for about 10 years now, I guess. It's its ninth year. This is the ninth year we've had it. And it's actually, I'm gonna crane my neck around the house, it's actually probably doubled its size two times over, I guess, since we got it 9 years ago. And I was so fascinated with the one we've had since we moved in, that the bulbs are a little bit larger. The white group of white flowers that make a bulb, sort of like, I guess it's hard to describe. I'm not a gardener or anything like that, but this is probably one of my favorite flowers as far as smelling, because we can open the side windows to the living room. And like last night, sitting there watching a little TV, and you could smell the scent coming into the living room. It's just every year I look forward to about this time. And there's been years where we only had the scent for about the fragrance, I should say, from the flowers for a short time, a couple days, because it either frosted over or whatever. Matter of fact, I'm looking right behind the garage there in the back grove, the crab tree, and we got a couple crab trees up front. They're blossoming. They're blooming, Larry. Last year, there was a freeze, and they did not bloom. So the Korean spice last year was very, very limited because of the frost that we had in the springtime. So but the fragrance of of this particular flower that's on the Korean spice tree is just to die for. I wish I could bottle it up, and oddly enough, around my neighborhood, I'm the only one that has this particular tree. And of course, sir, you could go to a what do they call those places where you buy trees and plants and stuff like that. God, I can't even think of it for the life of me. Focusing in on my coffee here this morning. But that's where we got the one that's in the picture here. God, I can't even think of that name. If you think of it, put it in the comments there. I guess it's a place, it's a tree store. I guess you could call it a plant tree. But I'm just getting my day started here, enjoying the sounds of the birds and also the fragrances from my two Korean spice trees. I guess I call them Korean spice. There's a certain name I can't, but they're like a Korean spice tree. And the leaves are coming out in the lilacs, which they'll be blooming out here in a little bit. I'm seeing some white lilac out back there by the grove. And the maple trees are starting to come in bloom also with their leaves. I did see a picture from our good friend at Top Gold. He has a maple tree that was in a pot, I guess. He did some audio on talking about it, that they're going to plant it when they have buy a final residence or something like that, a house, and they're not in the renting stages and stuff like that. And I was surprised to see that the leaves were in full full structure there, as far as the way the maple leaves are, which is a symbol on the Canadian flag, our neighbors north of here. Oh, what's that? That's I think that's a duck that's going out to the back cornfield here, or the back side of the cornfield out here. There's every year when we get a lot of rain, it pools up and there's a pond that develops out there. And from what I told, I guess I said in previous audios that it was going to be towards the end of this month, and we're already at the end of this month, that they're going to be plowing the cornfield. But talking to the missus the other night, I guess it's going to be the end of May and stuff. She reminded me it's usually in the end of May that the cornfield is plowed. So I'm starting to see, as I drive into work here last week or so, there are some cornfields, some fields being plowed and stuff. So that particular yearly benchmark of time is starting to happen here. So and we'll be starting the Corn Report 2017. So and with that, you all have a good one, wherever you may be on this blue marble. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend as well. I sort of stay low key on social media. I still read and listen, but I don't really post all that much on the weekend. So I'll be working this Saturday and Sunday, holding down the fort, as we say, doing my walkabouts. And you all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.